继续祷告。
Shall we continue in prayer?
主，我们唱这诗歌的时候
，Lord, as we sing this hymn,
看见历史历代有那么多忠心跟随主的人。
We see so many faithful brothers and sisters who have followed you throughout the ages.
他们像云彩一样围绕在我们的四围。
Like a cloud of witnesses, they are surrounding us.
他们的见证深深吸引我们的心。
And their testimony has truly attracted our hearts.
当我们看见他们生死都不顾。
And we saw that they did not even care for their own lives.
紧紧跟随羔羊的脚步。
And they only closely followed the footsteps of the Lamb.
虽经苦难，仍坚持。
Even though they went through suffering, still they persevered.
我们想象今天我们所受的一点点苦难，实在是算不得什么。
And we think about the little bit of suffering that we go through, it amounts to not much.
主，求你给我们这样的心智。
So Lord, please give us the same attitude.
让我们也愿意随着这些弟兄姊妹们的教宗。
So that we may follow in the same footsteps of these brothers and sisters.
走在他们所走过的路上。
And walk upon the path that they walked.
好叫我们在主耶稣来到的那一天。
So that at the day of the arrival of our Lord Jesus.
也能够得着你的称赞。
That we may receive your praise.
得着你的奖赏。
And receive your reward.
主耶稣啊，把这份恩典给我们。
Lord, we do ask for this grace.
我们是一帮软弱的人。
We are a group of people who are weak.
我们很不愿意出这些代价。
And it is so difficult for us to pay this price.
每当这些艰难的环境临到的时候。
As soon as we encounter difficult circumstances.
我们常常想躲避主啊。
We so often want to hide.
主，求你怜悯我们。
Lord, please show us mercy.
给我们这些软弱的小子们有丰富的恩典。
Please give these weak children your
abundant
grace. 让
我们在跟随的路上不发怨言。
So that we would not complain upon this way.
让我们也能够忠心坚持到底。
So that we would faithfully persevere to the end.
主，求你让我们常常看见你的容面。
Lord, so that we may often see your glorious face.
就像斯蒂芬那时看见主耶稣站起来一样。
Just like how Stephen saw the Lord Jesus stand up.
如果我们在座有弟兄姊妹正在受熬炼的时候。
If there are brothers and sisters among us going through trial,
求你就显出你的笑脸来鼓舞我们。
Please reveal your smiling face to encourage us.
如果我们因为要服侍你，为你征战，遭遇到许多难处的时候，
If we are to serve you and minister to you and we encounter many trials, allow us to see
你正在用眼目看顾着我们。
That you are still watching over us.
主，我们把今天上午这档聚会献在主的手中。
So Lord, we place this morning's meeting into your hand.
愿主你来对我们说话。
Please speak to us.
愿主你来鼓励我们。
Please encourage us.
愿主你在教会中兴起这样忠心直到底的人来。
And may your church have these people who are faithful to the end.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
我们和弟兄姊妹先来读两节圣经。
We will read two passages of scripture with brothers and sisters.
等一下我们还会读更多的圣经。
And then later we will read some more.
我们先读马太福音第一章。
Let's first turn to the Gospel according to Matthew.
马太福音第一章第二节。
Matthew chapter 1, verse 2.
我们大家一起来读。
Shall we read together?
亚伯拉罕
was the father of Isaac.
Isaac
the father of Jacob. And
Jacob
the father of Judah and his brothers.
好，我们再读历代志上第五章。
And then let's turn to 1 Chronicles chapter 5.
第五章第一节第二节。
Chapter 5, verses 1 and 2.
以色列的长子原是流便，
因
他误会了父亲的床，他长子的名分就归了约瑟，只是按家谱他不算长子。犹大胜过一切弟兄，君王也是从他而出。长子的名分却归约瑟。这节圣经里面，我们注意的是第二节的头两句。
The passages that we pay attention to here are the first few sections in verse 2.
他这里说, 犹大胜过一切弟兄,
that Judah prevailed over his brothers.
君王也是从他而出,
and from him came the leader.
好,
we'll just first read these two passages.
刚才我们读到马太福音第一章第二节,
we also just read Matthew chapter 1 verse 2.
这是大家都很熟悉的,
this is what everyone is familiar with. Because as soon as you open up the New Testament, this is what you read.
亚伯拉罕生以撒,
Abraham was the father of Isaac.
以撒生雅各,
Isaac the father of Jacob.
雅各生犹大和他的弟兄,
and Jacob the father of Judah and his brothers.
我们看见了神子民的属灵的历史自从亚伯拉罕开始,
and we see here that God's spiritual history begins with Abraham.
以亚伯拉罕做起点, 经过以撒, 再经过雅各,
Abraham is the beginning, and then he goes through Isaac, and then through Jacob.
然后从雅各就生出十二个儿子来,
and then from Jacob, he gave birth to 12 sons.
这个十二个儿子就发展成以色列的十二个支派,
and from these 12 sons, we have the 12 tribes of Israel.
而这个十二个支派呢, 就成为神国度的子民,
and from these 12 tribes, we have the people and the nation of God's nation.
所以我们要在这里看啊, 神国的子民不光是从亚伯拉罕起,
and so here we see that the people of God's nation not only begins from Abraham,
因为从亚伯拉罕生的, 并不都是亚伯拉罕的后裔,
because we know that those who were born of Abraham are not all his descendants.
比方说以撒玛利, 他的子孙呢,
for example, the descendants of Ishmael are not part of God's nation.
唯独从以撒生的呢,
but all those of Isaac are part of God's nation.
但是还是不够,
but it's still not enough.
就是从以撒生的,
also, not all those who are born of Isaac are part of God's nation.
因为从以撒的后代就不是神国的子民,
because after Isaac, we see that there were not people of God's nation.
必须还要经过雅各,
you must go through Jacob.
所以从雅各生出了十二个儿子,
and then through the 12 sons of Jacob.
那么雅各这个十二个儿子呢, 他发展出来的子孙呢, 个个都是神国的子民,
then all the descendants of Jacob's sons, they are the people of God's nation.
所以我们在看见,
so here we see,
神国的子民, 是从亚伯拉罕的经历开始,
that the people of God's nation begins from the experiences of Abraham.
再经过以撒的经历,
then it goes through the experiences of Isaac.
再经过雅各的经历,
and then through the experiences of Jacob.
经过这三个人的经历之后啊, 那就是神国的百姓,
and so we see that the people of God's nations go through the experiences of these three people.
我们都说亚伯拉罕的经历呢, 就重在得到神的显现,
and so we know that in Abraham's experiences, the emphasis is the manifestation of Christ and his calling.
哦, 并且呢, 跟随神的带领, 做信心的道路,
and to follow in the path of faith.
在神的手中, 受神的带领, 经历许多功课,
and through God's leading and in his hand, he learned many lessons.
但虽然有这样的经历啊, 还不够的,
even though he had these experiences, it was not enough.
你必须还要认识以撒的经历,
you must also come to know the experiences of Isaac.
以撒的经历啊, 就给我们看见, 一切都是从父那里领受过来,
we know that in his experiences, everything comes from the hand of the Father.
那也就是讲到啊, 我们基督徒今天一切都是神把所有的都做在基督的身上, 坐在基督里面成功的,
that is also to say that we Christians, we receive everything that Christ has accomplished.
比方说我们与基督同死,
for example, that we have been crucified with Christ,
并且还与基督一同复活,
and
we
resurrected with him, and now are seated with him in the heavenlies.
所以我读到以弗所书第二章, 说我们已经与基督一同复活一同坐在天上, 常常好像想,
and so oftentimes when I read in Ephesians that we have already been resurrected and seated with Christ in the heavenlies, I cannot believe it.
这个你不能看自己的光景,
you cannot look at your own condition.
你要看见神在基督里所做成功的事实,
you must see the reality of God's accomplished work.
神已经在基督里边呢, 做成这个事实, 我们呢, 叫凭信心领受就可以了,
God has already accomplished this reality in Christ, so we must take of it in faith.
这是基督徒啊很重要的一个学习。
This is a very important learning of Christians.
在属灵的事上不能看自己的光景。
In spiritual things, we cannot look at our own condition.
都要凭信心来接受神在基督里面所成功的一切。
Only by faith, we have to look at Christ, everything that He has accomplished.
但光是这样还是不够。
Even this is not enough.
你还要经过雅各的经历。
You must go through the experience of Jacob.
雅各的经历呢，就重在要把我们的天然生命受过对付。
The emphasis of Jacob's experience is that your natural self must be dealt with.
要让圣灵在我们身上制作的工作。
So that the Holy Spirit, all of that He needs to do within us.
神把我们这个天然的生命剥夺了。
Is that He must break apart our natural life.
慢慢的就把基督的形象就组织在我们的身上。
And gradually, the nature and characteristic of Christ is made into us.
这经过这三步了，经过亚伯拉罕，经过以撒，经过雅各这些经历之后呢，那然后这神国度的子民呢就形成了。
So after these three steps of the experiences of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, here then we see the nation of God.
所以神国的百姓是这样产生出来的。
This is how the people of God's nation were brought about.
也就这样经过这三个人的经历之后啊，才是把神的国度带建立起来。
And so after we have these three experiences of these people, then God's nation is built.
那么在建立神国的十二个支派当中，
And so among building up the 12 tribes,
有的支派是很强的。
There is one tribe that is very strong.
也有的支派是很弱的。
There are other tribes that are weaker.
犹大支派呢，可以说是其中最强盛的一个。
We can say that the tribe of Judah was one that was the strongest.
那最主要的呢，犹大支派他们是承受君王的职分的支派。
We can say that the tribe of Judah, they were the ones who bore the responsibility of having the king.
所以弥赛亚呢也是从犹大支派出来的。
We know that the Messiah came from the tribe of Judah.
并且我们的主耶稣啊还被称为犹大支派中的狮子。
And we know that our Lord Jesus, he is called the Lion of Judah.
啊，所以犹大支派呢可以说在十二个支派当中啊是最强盛的一个支派。
So that we can say Judah is one of the strongest tribes out of the 12.
啊，犹大支派的特点呢就是刚强勇敢。
The special characteristic of Judah is that they are strong and they are courageous.
我们如果读雅各临终的祝福的时候，
When we read the blessings of Jacob right before he passed,
雅各说到犹大，他就特别讲到犹大支派，他是恶如公狮，奔如猛狮。
And he said that Judah is a lion's whelp from his prey, that he lies down as a lion.
这个狮子是百兽之王。
And we know that the lion is the king of all the animals.
他是在动物里面呢，说最威严、最刚强、最勇敢的狮子。
Among all the animals, the lion is the strongest, most skilled.
他不怕任何的仇敌。
He is not afraid of any predators.
他能够克服一切难处。
He is able to overcome all difficulties.
他勇往直前的胜过仇敌。
And he is able to overcome the enemy.
所以我们看见啊，在犹大支派啊，就像狮子一样。
And so we see that the tribe of Judah, they are like a lion.
因为他能勇敢刚强的勇往直前呢，他就走在神百姓的前头。
Because they are skilled and they are strong, they walk before all of God's people.
我们在民数记里面看见，当摩西来数点以色列的军队的时候。
And so in Numbers, we see that when Moses, he was counting all the people, all those who were able to fight.
首先被数点的就是犹大支派。
The very first that was numbered was the tribe of Judah.
那么等到以色列要去征战打仗的时候，
And when it came time for war,
犹大支派也是走在前头。
The tribe of Judah also went in front.
在四世纪里面记载，当约书亚要打发人去攻占迦南地的时候。
And so we see that when Joshua, they were going to go and to conquer the land of Canaan.
去问耶和华神。
And they went to ask of Jehovah.
我们中间呢、啊？谁当首先上阵去打仗攻击迦南人呢
？Who shall go up first for us against the Canaanites to fight against them？
耶和华就说啊，那犹大支派先去。
So the Lord said, Judah shall go up first。
啊，所以犹大支派呀、啊，在征战中也是领先。
And so in battle or in warfare, Judah is first as well。
所以说，无论是征战或者是碰见什么难处，犹大支派总是在神的百姓跟前先走一步的。
So whether it is in warfare or in any other difficulty, Judah always leads.
他们不顾一起。
They are always together.
当神的百姓其他的还没有走上去之前，他们先上去了。
And so before the rest of God's people are there, they go at first.
他们在神的百姓前面呢， 走他们未曾所走过的路。
And so before God's people, they go the way that they ought to go.
就经历别的百姓还没有经历过的一些任何难处。
They experience the difficulties before everyone else.
啊，所以，神在诗篇里面呢说了一句话，犹大是我的杖。
And so God in Psalms, he says that Judah, he is my scepter.
那杖啊就代表权柄。
Scepter represents authority.
那就是那个犹大上呢，就神的权柄呢，就在犹大支派中间呢，就显出来了。
So the scepter or authority comes from Judah.
那么用今天我们新约的话来说的话呢
？And so New Testament words today.
就在神的教会、神的家要兴起来的话。
In God's house, if it is to be built up.
必须有一般像犹大支派的人一样起来。
There must be a group of people who are like the tribe of Judah who rise up.
总是在神的百姓呢。中间走在前面。
Among God's people, they are those who always are walking in front.
走别的神的儿女所不敢走的道路。
They walk the way that others are afraid of walking upon.
他们经历别的弟兄姊妹所没有经历的难处。
They experience difficulties that others have not yet experienced.
所以今天早上呢，我就愿意和弟兄姊妹来看看犹大支派中的一些特色。
And so this morning with brothers and sisters, I want to look at some characteristics of the tribe of Judah.
当犹大支派里面许多特色，我今天不能够细讲。
Of course, there are many characteristics I cannot go into detail.
我就单单提出几个精英了。
But I just want to talk about several who are the most skilled.
那就是犹大支派中的精英。
These are, the top gun of the tribe of Judah.
犹大支派中的精英呢，这些杰出的人才啊，是很多很多的。
And so among all of these characters in the tribe of Judah, there are many.
所以今天我也不能够讲很多。
So I can't talk about too many of them.
大概我最多只能讲三个。
I can only talk about three.
也许只能够讲两个
and, or perhaps just two.
因为时间的关系
because of the sake of time
我不能够讲得太多, 太多的
I can't talk about it too much、
我想我们先第一个要提起的人
So the first person I want to talk about
是大家可能没想到
Perhaps you have not thought of it
他的名字叫做比沙利
His name is Bezalel、
我们现在在读出埃及记第三十一章
Shall we read Exodus chapter 31?
出埃及记三十一章，我们从第一节读到第六节。
Exodus chapter 31, we will read verses 1 through 6.
好，我们反到了，就一起来读啊。
Shall we read together?
耶和华小语摩西说：“看
哪、
犹大支派中胡尔的孙子、乌利的儿子比沙利，我已经以他的名招他。”我也意我的灵充满了他使他有智慧有聪明有知识能做各样的工能想出巧工用金银铜制造革物又能刻宝石可以镶炭能雕刻木头能做各样的工我分派但支派中亚西撒摩的儿子亚哈利亚伯与他同工凡心里有智慧的我更是他们有智慧能做我一起所吩咐的、我在思想犹大支派的一些事情的时候
When I was thinking about some of the things of the tribe of Judah
我想不到第一个要选出的精英呢是比沙利
I didn't realize that the very first most skilled person is Bezalel、
当然那个犹大本身呢，我们把它除外啊，是犹大的后裔当中的精英。
Of course, we do realize that he is one of the tribe of Judah.
因为照我们想象，犹大支派既然这么强的话呢，那个代表杰出的人物啊，应该是像什么加勒呀，或者是这个大卫呀，或者是所罗巴伯呀，这样非常非常出名的人。
Our first thought when we think about the tribe of Judah are people who are most famous, perhaps David or Caleb.
但是啊，那讲到犹大支派里边首先突出的人才啊，先是提到比沙利。
But one of the first characters that is mentioned in the tribe of Judah, we realize, is Bezalel.
这个比撒利呢，圣经当中提起的也不多。
And it does, the Bible does not go into detail of him.
但是呢，他却是一个很重要的人物。
However, he is a very important character.
因为他是会幕的建造者。
Because he is a craftsman of the tabernacle.
就当初神吩咐摩西要为他建造一个会幕的时候
，Because when God commanded Moses to create the tabernacle，
神呼召出来建造会幕的，就是这个比撒利。
The man that God had called to create it to build it was Bezalel。
我们可以知道啊，可以见到啊，就是神的家、神的国要得到建立，第一个重要的事情呢，就是要得着一百能够建造神家的人。
And so we know that when God comes to create his nation or his house, that he must call those who will do the work of building.
神的心意在旧约里面是要建造一个会幕，或者是建造一个圣殿。
In God's heart, his desire is to build this tabernacle.
让神可以住在他百姓的中间，来和他的百姓说话。
So that he may dwell among his people and speak to them.
人可以在那遇见神。
So there, man can meet God.
神可以在这里向他百姓施恩。
And God can show His grace to His people.
那么这个神的这个会幕或者圣殿呢，在新约里面就讲到神的家。
And so this temple or tabernacle in the Bible it speaks of God's house.
也就是教会。
Also the church.
所以啊，来讲到教会的重要性的时候。
So when you talk about the important points of the church.
要叫神的家得到建立。
When God's church needs to be built.
就首先呢、啊。是要得着一班能够起来建造的人。
First off, he must gain a group of people who are able to do the work of building.
啊、哦，但是这里有一个条件。
However, there is a requirement.、哦、
就是啊，当这个比撒里来建造神的会幕的时候，必须每一点都是照着神所吩咐、神所指示的样式而行的。
That when Bezalel was called to build the tabernacle, he must do everything according to the revelation of God.
那就是说，不是你想要怎么建造就怎么建造。
It's not that you can build however way you want to build.
不是由你自己随心所欲，来建造。
That you can build whichever way you desire.
也不是凭着你的学问、凭着你的智慧、凭着你的才能来建造。
And you cannot build according to your skill, your intelligence, and your learning.
你都不能靠你自己这些东西。
You cannot rely upon any of these things of your own.
你必须啊，每一点，连一根针、一根线呢，都要照着神所指示你的样式而行的。
Every single point in line must be built according to the revelation of God.
那么这个比撒利呢，就是这样一个人。
And so Bezalel was such a person.
他就是蒙到神的恩典。
He was one who received grace from God.
啊。被神拣选来服侍他
，chosen by God to serve him，
来做他工的，来建造神的家的人。
So he could be that craftsman for God's house。
所以今天我们和弟兄姊妹来看比撒利这个人的时候
，So today when we take a look at this person Bezalel，
也就是来看在神的家中需要怎样的人来起来服侍，起来来建造神的家。
We are also taking a closer look at what type of people need to be raised up to build God's house.
我们从刚才所读的圣经当中啊，我们来简单的校正几个点。
And so from the scripture passages we just read, let's share on a few simple points.
那么第一个点呢，这个比撒利啊，是神提名所造的人。
Bezalel was one who was called by name.
神说：“看啊，犹大支派中胡尔的孙子。”乌利的儿子比撒利，我已经提他的名召他。
God says, "See, I have called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur of the tribe of Judah."
你看这里啊，神是很清楚、很明亮的，就点出来神提名召这个比撒利。
So we see here very clearly that God has called by name this person Bezalel.
那么我们看看啊。这个比撒利这个名字是什么意思呢
？So what is the meaning of this name, Bezalel?
比撒利这个名字啊，就受神的庇护。
That Bezalel is one who is Who was one who is covered.
哎，所以这就给我们看见了，每一个在神家中建造，或者说在神家中要服侍神的人呢、啊，我们都要得着神的庇护。
So this means that for all those who are to build God's house or serve in His house must be covered.
因为我们要服侍主的时候
Because when we serve God,
常常会碰见许多的难处
You will often encounter many difficulties.
很可能会招来 仇敌的很多的攻击。
And you will also often be attacked by the enemy.
啊，我们自己本身又是常常抵挡不住。
And oftentimes we ourselves cannot withstand it.
所以如果没有神来庇护的话呀，你想想我们这些人在仇敌的攻击之下，怎么能够站得住呢？
And so can you imagine for us who are so weak, without God's covering, how can we stand?
我服侍主也是这么多年。
And I have served the Lord for so many years.
我常常觉得本身也相当多的软弱。
And I take a look at myself, I have many weaknesses.
哎呀，我真是不敢相信呢，今天我还能够站在这里服侍主。
I cannot even imagine that still today I can stand and serve the Lord.
因为照着我本人的光景的话呢，我早就该仇敌攻垮了。
Because according to my own condition, I should already be fallen, felled by the enemy.
我每一个服侍主任都觉得自己是不完全。
For all those who serve the Lord, we feel that we are incomplete.
照我们的毛病的话，我们毛病太多了。
If according to our problems, we have too many problems.
我感谢主啊，这么多年以来，都是神自己的翅膀啊，来把我覆庇在我的身上。
But I thank the Lord that He has covered me with His wings.
所以我们来服侍主的时候啊，不要怕自己的软弱。
So when you come to serve the Lord, do not be afraid of your own weaknesses. And do not be afraid of the attack of the enemy. We have one who is able to cover us. One who is able to hide us under the shadow of his wings.
那么第二个点呢,
the second point,
他就讲他父亲呢,名字叫乌利,
that his father is named Uri.
这乌利的名字的意思啊,就耶和华的光。
Uri, the meaning of it is the light of Jehovah.
所以我们做主的工作啊，来建造神的家呀，必须要有神的光。
And so when we do the work of serving in God's house, we also need His light.
就让神的光来引导我们。
We need God's light to lead us.
来照亮我们。
To enlighten us.
我们不能够随便做了，是不是？
We cannot do anything casually.
我们必须要有神的光啊，一直在我们前面引导我们。
We constantly need God's light to shine in front of us.
如果神不光照我们，我们常常会做很多的错事。
If He does not shine upon us, we will often do things that are wrong.
啊，主的话就是神的光。
God's word is His light.
所以我们每一个基督徒，你要有幸服侍主的话，必须在神的话语上好好的用过功夫。
So if you are to serve God, you must make an effort in His word.
也就是要好好的读主的话语。
That is to say, you must read His word well.
还有他的祖父呢？叫做胡儿。
And then also his grandfather is the son of her, or he is of her.
胡儿这个名字翻出的意思就尊贵、自由、洁白的意思。
The meaning of her is one that is valuable and pure.
这个都很有意思。
It has a lot of meaning.
你晓得吧？我服侍主是很尊贵的一件事情。
Can you imagine that for you to serve the Lord is something that is very valuable?
能够服侍着万王之王，服侍万族之主。你想想，这是不比服侍美国总统还要珍贵。
Do you know that for you to serve the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, is even better than serving the President of the U.S.?
假设我们来服侍一个地上的君王，我们觉得这个荣耀的不得了。
We feel that we have so much glory if we are to serve a King of this world.
现在我们来服侍这万王之王、万族之主，你想想，我们是多珍贵的一般人。
But now we are such a people who are so precious because we are serving the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords.
所以我们的服侍主啊，不要小看自己。
So don't look lightly upon yourself.
我们是大君王的儿女。
We are the children of the great king.
并且呢，我们要自由。
And we have freedom.
啊，服侍主啊，不要觉得像受捆绑的啊。
Don't think that the Lord is restraining you.
我们要灵里边自由。
In our spirit, we have freedom.
就不让任何东西来把我们绑住。
We don't allow anything to bind us.
并且我们还洁白。
And we are also pure.
不让世界上任何东西来玷污我们。
We cannot be blemished by anything in the world.
并且也不让，因为不受玷污呢，才可以不受仇敌的控告。
Only when you're unblemished can you not receive the condemnation of the enemy.
所以这是头一点啊，就讲到神来提名造他。
And so this here, very first off, we see that God calls him by name.
第二点呢,
Secondly,
这个比撒利亚要用智慧和灵来做各样的工作。
Bezalel was filled with the spirit of God in wisdom and in understanding to do all sorts of craftsmanship.
并且在工作是巧工。
And this is a very detailed work.
要做各样的巧工的。
This is all kinds of craftsmanship.
所以这讲到我们今天在家神的家里服侍，建造神的家呀。要能够做各样的工作。
And so that is to say, today in serving God's house, we can do much work.
并且还要能够想出巧工来。
And you can do very detailed craftsmanship.
因为神的家里面呢，有各式各样的需要。
Because in God's house, there are many different needs.
神的家并不是聚聚会就算了。
It's not that in God's house we have some meetings and that's it.
聚会要聚得好。也需要好好的思想，要有巧工。
But to have good meetings, we must think about this detailed work.
那除了聚会之外呢，你还会碰见许多许多的难处。
Other than just meetings, we find that there are many other problems.
比方说当初的耶路撒冷的教会啊。
For example, the early church in Jerusalem.
当彼得一传福音，三千人得救了，五千人得救了。
As soon as Peter stood up and preached, 3,000, 5,000 were saved.
天天在家中擘饼啊，这个祷告啊。欢喜得不得了了。
Every day they were full of joy because they were breaking bread in different homes.
在犹太人的长老、祭司长面前呢，他们都能够做美好的见证。
And in front of the elders and in front of the priests, they were able to bear a good testimony.
你想这喜乐不喜乐，好不好
？Weren't they so full of joy?
太好了，是不是啊
？It was wonderful.
但是也有很多难处。
But still, there were many problems.
有一个难处呢
？One of the first problems
就是在说希利尼话的犹太人中间呢，有人发出埋怨怨言来了，说啊。这个使徒们啊，这些教会不关心我们中间的寡妇。
Among the Jews who spoke Greek, they started to complain that the church is no longer caring for the widows among us.
的确是这样的，我们呢，尤其像耶路撒冷哦，三千人得救了，五千人得救了，那么大的一个教会。
And so, if you can imagine in Jerusalem, it's such a large church, 3,000, 5,000.
照顾那么多人，难免就有忽略的时候，是不是啊
？Of course, it'd be difficult to serve everyone. There's 3,000, 5,000.
三千人、五千人。
Not just to mention those numbers.
今天给我们三百人、两百人，我觉得已经不大容易照顾好。
If there's 200, 300 people, it's already difficult to care for everyone.
所以人说啊，照顾的能够周到一点的话，最好是在一百人左右。那么弟兄姊妹照顾的就都能够照顾的比较周全。
And so oftentimes we think if we have a group of people, then perhaps they can care for the many.
一超过两百，一超过三百，这个人一多了之后啊，难免就会许多许多的。这个问题就发生。
But as soon as we go over the number of 200 or 300 people, then there's so many problems.
你看看哥林多的教会啊，那个难处啊，多得不得了啊。
For every church locality, you find there's so many problems.
他们有婚姻的问题。
Problems in marriage.、
啊、还有彼此告状的问题。
And problems of tattling.
你想象啊，这弟兄姊妹中间就彼此告状。
You see that brothers and sisters they tattletale against each other.
还有人啊，他们有个人他去。娶了个计谋做妻子。
And also somebody took a wife who is not supposed to be his wife.
你想象啊，这些问题啊，真是样样都需要有巧工啊，来解决这些问题。
So we realize we need very detailed work to be able to take care of all these problems.
我在纽约啊，服侍了九年。
I served in New York now for 9 years.
纽约的教会比你们这里小得多。
And that gathering is much smaller than this.
这教会虽小，难处倒不少。
And even though it's a small gathering, we still have many problems.
好多家庭都发生问题。
There are many families who have problems.
不是这个家庭有问题，就是那个家庭有问题。
If not this family, then the other family.
有的是疾病的问题。
Sometimes illness.
有的是要离婚的问题。
Sometimes it's they want to divorce.
有的是孩子这个什么什么什么发生种种的问题。
And sometimes problems in the children.
哎呀，这个真是。如果没有神赐给我们智慧，真是应付不了。
If God does not give us wisdom and understanding, we cannot deal with this.
所以呢，他就需要用圣灵充满了。
And so we need to be filled with the Spirit of God.
光是耶路撒冷教会要解决那个希利尼说希利尼话那些寡妇的问题啊，就要选出七个又有智慧又有聪明又被圣灵充满的人起来管这些事情。
And so for those who are leaders in the church, for them to take care of the problems of the Jews who spoke Greek, they needed to pick those who had wisdom, understanding, filled with the Holy Spirit.
因为如果没有圣灵的人充满我们，把圣灵的智慧、聪明赐给我们的话，教会的问题啊，真是很难解决啊。
Because if we are not filled with the Holy Spirit, filled with wisdom and understanding, it's difficult for us to take care of problems in the church.
所以服侍者要做巧工。
So to serve God, you are to do detailed work.
你马马虎虎还不行的。
You cannot do it casually.
因为马马虎虎随便应付一下，这个解决不了问题。
Because if you try to deal with it casually, you cannot solve the problems.
圣灵赐给我们聪明智慧，让我们能够做各样的巧工。
We need to be filled with the Holy Spirit in wisdom and understanding to do this detailed work.
我有一次啊，我听余宗恩弟兄讲起来。
One time, I did hear a brother who spoke.
他讲到上海教会啊。有一次发生难处。
That one time there was a difficulty in the church in Shanghai.
有两个弟兄啊，到长老跟前来告状。
Two brothers came up before the elder to tattletale against one another.
两个弟兄, 一个是裁缝,
one was a rich man.
哎, 裁缝啊, 做裁缝。
A tailor. One was a tailor.
这个裁缝, 另外一个弟兄呢, 一个就是他是相亲这个，想要叫这个裁缝替他做一件衣服。
And the other was the customer of this brother, of the tailor. He wanted this brother to do some work on his clothes.
所以那个弟兄呢，就拿一块布啊，给这个裁缝弟兄呢，让他做一件衣服。
And so this brother took some fabric over to the tailor to create the clothes.
过了一段时间呢，哎，这个裁缝并没有把这个衣服做交给他。But
after some time had passed, the tailor did not deliver.
那么这个弟兄就要求说，哎，我并没有收到你给我的布啊。
But the tailor said, I did not receive that fabric from you.
那么这个弟兄说，我明明是哪一天我把这个布给了你的，你怎么就赖账了呢？
The brother said, of course I gave you that piece of fabric on that day. Well, how come you're lying?
两个人呢，公说公有理，婆说婆有理。
And so the two began to argue.
那怎么办？
What do you do?
告诉长老去。
Go talk to the elder.
好，所以到教会啊，到两个长老面前去告状去。
So they went to church in front of two elders to speak.
两个长老呢，在长老室啊，就听他们两个弟兄讲。
And so the two elders listened to these two brothers speaking.
这个弟兄说，我买了布，请他做衣服，他这个没给我。
And so this one brother said, I bought the fabric and I asked the brother to create the clothes, but he didn't give it to me.
他从来没给我布，我怎么能够给他做衣服呢？
And the other brother said, I never received the fabric. How can I create his clothes?
那到底谁说的对啊？
So who was right?
那真是很难了啊。
So this is very difficult.
清官难断家务事。
And these are all very difficult family matters.
所以两个长老说,
so the two elders said,
我们又不是神,
we are not God.
谁知道你们哪一个是讲假话?
Who knows which person is lying and who's speaking the truth?
你们回去祷告神就好。
Go back and pray.
这两个弟兄呢就走了。
So these two brothers left.
快走到门口的时候,
and just as they were about to leave the door, among the two elders, one
你们听啊,
said,
我们虽然不知道,
listen, even though we do not know,
神是知道,
God knows.
两个弟兄也走,
so the two brothers left.
到第二天,
the second day, morning,
这两个弟兄当中有一个就回来,
among the two brothers, one returned
向长老认罪,
and repented, confessed before the elders.
是我亏欠了神。
And he said, I have shortchanged God.
昨天晚上你给我们讲那句话, 我们是不知道, 但是神知道。
Yesterday, the word that you spoke to us, even though you do not know, God knows.
所以我回去之后一个晚上都不能好好的睡觉。
So after I went back last night, I could not sleep all night.
因为神责备我。
Because God was rebuking me.
所以我来向你们认罪。
So I have come to confess my sin.
你看，问题解决了。
So here we see the problem is solved.
这两个长老就看见他们有圣灵的智慧啊，能够做了巧工。And
so we see that in these two elders, they have been filled with wisdom and understanding from the Holy Spirit to do this detailed craftsmanship.
所以我们真是需要神的灵充满在我们里边呢，让我们能够来做巧工。
We truly need the Holy Spirit inside of us to do that detailed craftsman work.
并且呢，下面也讲到啊。 要用金银铜制造各样的物件，还能够刻宝石，可以相看。
And so later we see that he was also able to make artistic designs for work in gold, silver, bronze, setting of stones, and in the carving of wood.
你看见啊，在建造神的家呀，不能用泥土。
We see that in building God's house, you cannot use clay.
也不是用砖头来建造。
Nor do you use bricks.
也就是说，建造神的家。 不能用俗世界的东西。
That is to say, in building God's house, you cannot use materials of this world.
不能用我们天然生命的一些长处。
You cannot use some of the things in your own natural life.
不能用我自己的聪明智慧，用我自己的才能。
You cannot use your own gifts, your own understanding, and
不是靠我的口才。
Not according to your eloquence.
不是靠我的技巧。
Not according to your skill.
那是什么？
According to what?
那叫金银铜。
But it is work in gold, silver, and bronze.
我们知道金子是代表神的性情。
We know that the nature of gold is the nature of
God. 所以就是说，我们建造神的家的时候啊，要这许多的事情都要合乎神的性情。
That is to say that when we enter into build God's house, we must have God's nature.
就像刚才我们讲到弟兄彼此告状的事情。
Just like when we spoke of the brothers who are accusing each other.
这个是不合乎神的性情。
This is not according to God's nature.
这是说是世界的人啊，在彼此告状。
Because people of the world, they accuse each other.
所以保罗就责备哥林多的弟兄姊妹，为什么不情愿吃亏呢？
And so Paul, he was telling the saints in Corinth that why do you not suffer loss?
你这样行不是像世界上的人一样吗？
Aren't you just like the people of the world?
所以我们在神的家里面建造神的家呢。
And so in God's house, to build his house, we must work according to his nature.
银子呢,
and silver represents his redemption.
因为我们碰见在教会当中有些弟兄姊妹因为软弱良心受这个控告。
We find that in God's house, there are some brothers and sisters because their conscience are weak, they are being accused.
我也常碰见一些弟兄姊妹说因为他在某一些事情上他过不去。
I do meet some brothers and sisters that inside of them, there are a few things they just cannot overcome. It perhaps some sin that entangles them. Or perhaps some past sins. So constantly they are entangled in their hearts. So they are unable to live the normal Christian life.
他不敢亲近主，也不敢在教会当中有任何的服侍。
They're afraid to draw near to the Lord or serve in God's house.
那么这个时候呢，就要叫他看见基督的救赎的宝贵。
And so at this time, they need to see the preciousness of God's redemption and salvation.
我们是软弱。
Even though we are weak.
但主耶稣基督已经在十字架上。 把你我的失败，把你我的软弱，都已经担当过去。Our
Lord Jesus, upon that cross, He has already taken all of your weaknesses and failures away.
看见神儿子耶稣基督的宝血，能够洗净我们一切的罪。God's
Son, the precious blood of our Lord Jesus, has already washed away all your sins.
As long as 赦免我们的亏欠。
As long as you are willing to confess before Him, He is able to wash away all of your unrighteousness. And this is building in silver.
铜呢，就代表神的审判。
And bronze, it represents God's judgment.
比方说，哥林多教会那个有人娶他的继母为妻子的事情。
For example, for the family who had intermarried.
保罗这个时候就胜出权柄来了。
And so here, Paul showed his authority.
他风闻在你们中间呢，有人娶继母为妻子。
That among you, there is a man who has taken up his mother's wife.
岂不知教会是一段圣洁的新面吗？
And isn't that something that is not correct?
岂不知一点面教能够叫全团都发起来吗？
How is it that just this small matter has caused the entire church to be?
怎么可以？你们中间怎么可以容许这样的事情？
How can you allow such a thing to happen in the church?
所以保罗正伸出他审判的权柄了，应当把这样的人赶出去。
And so Paul here, he used authority to say, you must cast such a person out.
哦，所以呢，这个就叫做铜来建造。
And so this is building in bronze.
还有呢，还要刻宝石。
And then there is work for stones of for settings.
上一颗宝石，这实际上是圣灵雕刻的工作。
This precious stones is a work that is done by the Holy Spirit.
比方说，圣经里面讲到那个雅各。
For example, Jacob.
那个雅各这个人很自私，很诡诈。
Jacob, who is a person who is very crafty and also very devious.
他几次用诡诈呀，就夺去了他哥哥的长子的名分。
We see how he was very tricky in getting the birthright from his brother.
雅各这个人呢，有好有坏。
There is good and bad in Jacob.
他好处呢，他就是他能够看重神的祝福。
The good part of Jacob is that he is able to see the importance of God's blessing.
所以他特别看重神那个长子的名分。
So he really wanted that birthright.
因为神一切的祝福啊，都是赐给长子。
Because all of God's blessings are for the firstborn.
所以这个雅各呢，很看重长子的名分。
And so Jacob, he really looked highly upon that birthright.
所以他就想呢，怎么样把他哥哥那个长子的名分就把他夺过来。
And so he was thinking about how he could steal that birthright from his brother.
所以这好呢，就是他能够识货，知道什么是上好的福分。
So the good part of Jacob was that he was able to see what was the best.
今天有很多基督徒啊，不会看重基督徒的长子的福分。
So many Christians today, they do not see the importance or the benefits of the firstborn.
这个基督徒也不过如此嘛。
Because being a Christian is just like this.
好像我信了主了之后啊。
Because now that I believe in the Lord, this is about the same as before, I believe.
我以为啊, 我信了主了之后啊, 我做生意一定是很发达。
I thought that after being a Christian, I would have good business.
我身体一定很健康。
That I must be very healthy.
我的儿女一定是考大学考得最好。
That my children will enter into the best colleges.
其实也不是怎么回事。
But it's not really like that.
你看, 我赚钱也赚得不多。
And I don't earn much money.
赶不上我那不信主的同学。
And I can't surpass my non-believing classmates.
所以我们就轻看长子的福分。
So we look very lightly upon that birthright.
对神赐给我们什么? 天上各样属灵的丰富。你这个属灵的丰富一点都不现实。
And so when we read about that, we will receive all the spiritual blessings of heaven, we see that it's not very practical. Today we don't have much of this abundance. We can't enjoy it.
还不是一碗红豆汤现实了。
We're just still living in this manner.
假设今天有人给我一个好的工作，像一碗红豆汤一样摆在跟前， 多好啊！
If somebody were to give me that bowl of red lentil soup, then it's so good.
基督徒的福分啊，这个是虚空渺茫的。But
the firstborn right, the birthright of what the Christians talk about is not much.
雅各不是这样。But
it's not that way for Jacob.
雅各说什么是最好的？
Jacob knew what was best.
但是雅各这个手段是不对的。
But the way Jacob did it was not right.
你可以看重长子的福分。
You can look at the birthright of the firstborn.
你应该好好到神面前祷告去祈求。
You can come before God and ask.
但是雅各呢，用他自己的手段，用他自己的聪明，用他自己的诡计。
However, Jacob used his own hand. He used his own wiles and deceit to steal.
所以呢，神虽然很赏识雅各这个，看重属天的福分。
So even though God looked highly upon Jacob in seeing his desire for the birthright of the firstborn,
雅各身上这些天然生命的许多许多的缺点啊，这个天然生命必须厉害的对付他。
But all of the failures and weaknesses of his natural life in Jacob, God must have dealt with.
所以雅各一生啊，一连串的许多许多难处。So
in Jacob's life, he encountered difficulty after difficulty.
孩子啊，抢到了哥哥的福分之后啊。 家里面都住不下了，流荡到旷野去。After
he stole the birthright from his brother, he could not stay home, so he had to escape to the wilderness.
这20年的时间呢，白日受尽炎热，黑夜受尽寒霜。And
so for 20 years, he went to his uncle's house for day after day.
他受了舅舅许多的苦。He
suffered much under his uncle.
那最后呢，他的妻子最爱的妻子拉基也死在路上。
And later on, we see that his most beloved wife, Rachel, also died. And his son also sinned against him.
他说最爱的儿子又受了又被卖到埃及去。And
his most beloved son was sold into Egypt.
他一生啊，这一连串的苦难。So
we see that he had one difficulty after another.
这一连串的苦难呢，都圣灵在雅各身上做雕刻的工作。But
in all this suffering, the Holy Spirit was doing the fine craftsmanship work in him.
就像刻宝石一样。
Just like doing the settings for precious stones. Finally, in his later years, he was mature.
那最后，耶稣基督神儿子的形象呢，从雅各身上出现。
We see the image of the Son of God revealed in him.
这么一个自私，这么一个诡诈的人。
Such a selfish and devious person.
经过神的工作，经过神的雕刻之后啊，后来他下埃及。
After God had worked in him and had done that detailed craftsmanship, he went into Egypt and went before Pharaoh. And he was even more royal than Pharaoh. All of the precious and valuable things in Egypt, he did not look upon them. He did not admire after Pharaoh's wealth or his power. When he met Pharaoh, he was able to stretch out his hand and bless Pharaoh.
希伯来书告诉我们呢，从了位分大的给位分小的祝福。
And so Hebrew tells us that the greater bless the lesser.
这个时候的雅各啊，不是向人要东西了。
Now this Jacob did not want anything from man.
是他在神面前领受了东西，可以东西可以给分给人了。
Now he has received from God and he is able to give to man.
所以昨天晚上我们和一些弟兄姊妹交通啊。 就讲到能够给别人东西，那就是蒙福的人。And
so last night we shared among some brothers and sisters, if you are able to give to brothers and sisters, that is blessed.
就代表你是贫穷可怜。If
you want from other people, that means that your condition is poor.
不爱我呀。Brothers
and sisters don't love me.
我只是盼望各个弟兄姊妹都很关心我。
I hope that others can care after me and pay attention to me.
所以我来聚会，假设没人关心我的话，我觉得很可怜。
And so if I come to the meeting and nobody pays attention to me, I feel that I'm so pitiful. Then I'm disappointed.
我就想到过不去。
And then I can't overcome it.
但是呢，如果你能够把爱分给弟兄姊妹
，However, if you are able to give love to brothers and sisters,
不是要求弟兄姊妹爱我
，And you don't require others to love you.
是我有神的爱分给弟兄姊妹。
Because I have love, I can give to brothers and sisters.
所以那个给出去啊，就是宝贵。
Because once you're able to give, that is blessed.
所以雅各那个时候变成那个给出去了。
And now Jacob, he was able to give.
变成了给的是神的祝福。
And he was giving God's blessings.
把天上神的福分就送给人。
He was giving the heavenly portion to man.
这是圣灵雕刻的工作。
This is the craftsmanship of the Holy Spirit.
我这个人啊
，For me,
也是有很多很多难处。
I also have many difficulties.
因为我们每个人身上天然生命呢，都会有很多难处。
Because for each one of us in our natural life, we have many problems.
我常常觉得我自己呢，就像一块没有雕刻过的石头。
I often find that I am like a stone that has not been set.
这个石头山上滚下来的时候啊，有很多的零零角角的那个很尖锐的东西。
Now, when some stones, when they come out of the mountain, there are many impurities in it.
你想这块石头啊，这个零零角角那么尖尖的，那么那许多的尖锐的东西啊，给别人相处就不容易了。
Now, if a stone when it has not been worked on, there's so many sharp points that it's difficult to interact with other people.
连我的太太都常常觉得受不了。
Even my own wife is difficult for her sometimes.
因为有的时候讲话就伤到她。
Because I say something and I hurt her.
一讲话哦。
As soon as I speak,
一个尖锐的东西碰到她。
Something sharp has hit her.
叫她很受不了。
So that she can't.
有时候弟兄姊妹一同配搭。
And sometimes when we have to co-work with brothers and sisters,
是弟兄姊妹觉得很难为。
And then if others find it very difficult to work with you.
神就是叫我碰见许多的难处。
And so God allows us to encounter many problems.
我这么多年来在教会里面服侍。
For so many years to serve in church.
常常会碰见弟兄姊妹中间许多许多的难处。
I have encountered many difficulties from brothers and sisters.
有时候被人批评。
Sometimes being ridiculed by others.
被人指责。
Or rebuked by others.
被人这个怎么样对付。
Or dealt with by others.
结果呢？就经过这些对付的时候，圣灵在我身上一点一点，就把我这个尖尖角角的那个灵角的东西啊，就把我磨掉。
But through all of these dealings, slowly the Holy Spirit is taking away all the impurities.
就慢慢慢慢一点一点啊，是我稍微一点点主的形象就显出来。
And so gradually, a little bit more of His life can be manifested from me.
再比方说啦
，For example,
主常常就责备我的眼睛不对。
God often rebukes my eyes.
啊，你的眼睛呢？你那个天然的眼睛呢？去看世界上的这些人啊，这些东西啊。
God often shows me that with my natural vision, I'm looking around at all of these things that are happening.
看见别人很通达，
and I see that other people, what they're going through is very smooth. I admire it.
我为什么不没有像别人那么好
？I see other people are succeeding, and why am I not as good as them?
我也喜欢看别人的软弱缺点。
I also like to look at other people's weaknesses and failures.
不大会欣赏别人的优点，常常看见别人身上这个弱点、那个弱点。
Sometimes I can't admire their good points. I see all their weaknesses.
所以主说责备我了，你的眼睛呢，不像我的眼睛。
And so God rebukes me. He says that your eyes are not, they are still in the natural vision. You do not see as Christ sees. And so the Lord enlightens me.
总让我碰见很多很多的难处。
So that I often encounter problems.
经过慢慢的，好，就主就最后呢。我经过很多很多难处之后啊，让我的眼睛啊稍微有一点的改变。
And so gradually, as I encounter all these difficulties,
my eyes can be changed. 我以前看见别人发脾气啊，我就很讨厌。
Oftentimes, when I see other people, if they have a temper tantrum or they're angry, I find it very annoying.
你凭什么向我发脾气呢
？I said, why are you angry against me?
你为什么不能好好的讲话，偏偏要这么大声大闹的跟我讲
？Why can't you speak well? Why do you have to speak so loudly at me?
慢慢我就能够体会到一点。
But gradually, I began to understand.
你知道他为什么发脾气呢
？Why are they angry?
因为他有很多受不了的事情在他身上。
Because in that person, there's many things he cannot overcome.
他心中很痛苦，不像你发脾气，像谁发脾气去
？In his heart, he has much suffering. Of course, he must be angry. How else can he express it? So you must show him some mercy.
他住的环境比你艰难的多啊。
The environment that he's in is much more difficult.
所以他许多的。许多许多里面充满了 garbage 啊，就向你倒一倒嘛。
So he's just pouring out some of the garbage from in his heart.
那他倒出来了，就叫他痛苦，他就比较舒服一点。
After he's poured out all the trash, then he feels better.
所以一个姊妹就说
，So sister said，
她说就常常啊，坐一部垃圾车。
So a sister once says, I am like a garbage truck.
不是别人来找我。
It's not that other people come to me.
所以我爱家爱护啊去丢这个垃圾。
But because I love other brothers and sisters, I go to their homes to throw out trash.
去看看这个弟兄,
I go visit that brother.
去看看那个姊妹,
I go visit that sister.
让他们把他们的garbage啊就向我倒一倒。
And they throw out their garbage into me.
我就坐一部garbage的车子呢, 就是把别人garbage啊都丢过来。
So as this garbage truck, other people are tossing their garbage into this truck.
所以慢慢我就受到主的一些雕刻了之后,
And so gradually after I received some of God's work,
我的眼睛慢慢就学习啊, 就不去看别人的短处。
And so gradually I learned with my eyes, I do not look at the shortcomings of other people. Look up.
不要向四围看。
Don't look around you.
所以主就在我身上呢, 来雕刻我的眼睛。
And so God is doing that detailed work in my eyes.
不像主的眼睛, 慢慢主把我雕刻在。 有一点点的像主，不是太多的像啊。
And so the eyes that originally were not like our Lord, gradually it become a little bit more like the Lord.
这就是主在我们身上做雕刻的工作。
And this is that detailed craftsmanship.
所以啊，在神的家里面，这个比撒利亚就是这样一个匠人。
And so Bezalel, he was this type of workman in God's house.
我们进到神的家中服侍啊，就需要学习这些的工作。
And so for those of us who serve in God's house, we must learn this work.
让我们也真是能够学习。 正是像比撒利一样能够做雕刻的工作。
May we also learn to be like Bezalel, to be that fine craftsman.
这样呢，我们预备建造在神的圣城里边。
And so now we can be built into God's house.
这个宝石啊，雕刻好了之后，就镶嵌在神的殿里。
So once the stones have been cut, it is now able to be set in his house.
我讲比撒利先讲了一半的时间。
And so I've used quite a bit of time to speak of Bezalel.
我讲第二个人要讲加勒。
And so the second person is to speak of Caleb.
那这个加勒的，这个弟兄姊妹太熟悉。
Now Caleb, everyone is very familiar with.
并且我今天没有那么多时间来讲。
And I don't have that much time to speak of it.
所以呢，加勒我稍微提一提就可以了。
So I'm just going to mention it.
他就是那个窥探迦南地的一个首领。
He was one of the spies who went into Canaan.
特别是在当其他的那个探子。
Particularly when the rest of the spies were complaining about all of the negative things.
叫神的百姓都灰心丧志嚎啕大哭的时候,
so that when all of God's people, when they were disappointed and they were crying out,
这个加勒和约书亚呀, 他们有另外一个心智,
Jacob, Joshua and Caleb, they had a different spirit.
他们在神的百姓中间站起来说刚强的话。
They spoke strong words when they stood up.
结果在神的百姓都在旷野倒闭的时候呢，唯独加勒跟约书亚就进到迦南美地。And
so when all the rest fell in the wilderness, only Joshua and Caleb, they were able to enter into the land of Canaan.
所以加勒这个人是犹大支派里面的，再具代表性的，再具犹大支派的特性的一个。 一个先锋。So
Caleb was another character, another hero in the tribe of Judah.
但是因为弟兄姊妹对加勒很熟悉呢，所以今天我就不多讲。And
so because everyone is very familiar with Caleb, I won't go into detail.
我要讲第三个人。I
want to talk about the third person.
要讲一个，也许大家不太熟悉的一个名字。Another
name that perhaps you're not too familiar with.
那就是撒母。Salmon.
我们再来读一读，路德记第四章。 Let's turn to the book of Ruth, chapter 4. Ruth, chapter 4, the last two verses.
从20节到21节好。
Shall we read actually from verse 20 to 22?
这亚米当的生拿顺，拿顺生撒门，生伯阿斯，伯阿斯生俄贝德，俄贝德呢，也是大卫。我们再回到马太福音第一章。Let's
return back to Matthew chapter 1.
第一章，我们这次读第四节跟第五节。Matthew
chapter 1, this time we'll read verse 4 and 5.
第四节第五节啊。
4 and 5. Ram was the father of Aminadab.
亚米纳达是拿顺，拿顺是撒美，撒美从拉合氏生布阿斯，布阿斯从路德氏生俄贝德，俄贝德生耶西。我们觉得这里。
We'll just read to here.
这里主要的呢，讲中间的一句话。
Here the main emphasis is in the center.
就拿顺生撒美。
That Nashon, the father of Salmon.
那撒美呢，从拉合氏生布阿斯。
Salmon was the father of Boaz by Rahab.
所以这个撒美呢，是平常很少人提起的名字。
Salmon is a name that is not often mentioned.
但是呢，其实他是一个我们很熟悉的人。
However, he is one that is very familiar to us.
因为这个人是谁呢?
Because who is this person?
这个人啊，从这里讲撒们从那何时生不阿斯这句话里面。
In the phrase, Nashon, the father of Salmon.
我们可以想见这个撒们和那哈斯连在一起。
That Salmon and Nashon, they were connected.
所以他的历史呢一定和是那赫有很密切的关系。
They also has a very intimate relationship with Rahab.
那我们就要就想到当初约书亚要攻打耶利哥城的时候。
So we realize and we learn that when Joshua needed to conquer Jericho,
他就先打发两个探子要进到耶利哥去要窥探耶利哥这个城市。
He sent two spies to go into Jericho to spy and to get to know it.
这两个探子在旧约里面呢，没有说出他的名字来。
In Joshua, these two spies, we don't know their names.
本来是不晓得这两个探子是谁。
At first, we don't know who these two spies are.
但是从马太福音第一章这里所记载的撒们从那何时生布阿斯这句话的里头。
However, in Matthew 1, when we read the phrase, Salmon was the father of Boaz by Rahab.
我们就可以想见呢，这个两个探子其中之一就是撒们。
We come to know that among the two spies, one of them was Salmon.
所以这个撒们呢，就是当初被约书亚打发去窥探耶利哥城两个探子当中的一个。
So we realize that Salmon was one of the two spies that was sent by Joshua to go into Jericho.
这么推导也有几个原因啊。
And we have several reasons for this.
因为第一呢，犹大支派。是十二个支派里面最强盛的一个支派。
Because we do know that the tribe of Judah among the 12 was the strongest.
它是领头的支派。
It's the tribe that leads.
所以要首先去窥探迦南地，当然是打发是最强盛的支派了。
So of course, the tribe that must go out to spy it out must come from the tribe of Judah.
因为刚才我们讲过，犹大支派是走在神百姓的前头。
And we have already mentioned that the tribe of Judah, they walk before everyone else.
这两个探子里面呢，一定有一个是犹大支派的人。
So among these two spies, at least one of them must come from the tribe of Judah.
而那个时候犹大支派的族长呢，叫做拿顺。
And so one of the leaders of the tribe of Judah, his name was Nason.
要打发他们从支派里面一个人去的话呢？他总不好意思打叫别人去冒险。
And so Nashon, if he were to send out one of the a spy, he cannot put others in danger.
所以呢，他的犹大支派的族长呢，这个拿顺啊，就打发他的儿子撒们去窥探。
So Nashon, as a leader of the tribe of Judah, he sent his son Salmon to go.
那么这两个探子啊，来到耶利哥了之后啊
，And so after the two spies they arrived at Jericho,
他们就住在。拉赫的家里面
They stayed with Rahab.
并且他们帮助了拉赫
And they also helped Rahab.
两个探子帮助拉赫并且拉赫也帮助这两个探子
And so they helped Rahab and Rahab also helped the two spies.
所以他们在那件事情上呢彼此谈论
And so in this matter they talked.
所以那个拉赫就知道以色列人在旷野怎样被神所使用打败那里许多的仇敌。
And she said that she had heard and she learned from them of how the Israelites, they had defeated their enemies in the wilderness.
这两个探子也一定把他们在神面前蒙的恩典怎样怎样怎样告诉这个拉合。
And the two spies, they must have also told Rahab of all the grace that they had received
from God. 所以经过这些交谈呢，这个撒们呢就和拉合之间呢有了属灵上的共识了。
And so we see that in their conversation between Salmon and Rahab, that spiritually they had a mutual understanding.
他们有了共同的目标。
They had a common goal now.
他们一同来照着神所指示的方向往前走路。
And together they were able to walk in the direction that God designed.
所以最后呢，神就把他们配合啊，
几位夫妇。
And lastly, we see that God matched them as husband and wife.
所以现在我们翻开约书亚记啊第二章，我们来看看这个撒门在那里所给我们看见的一些经历。
And so here in Joshua chapter 2, let us take a look at some of their experiences.
我想约书亚记第二章，因为比较长，我们现在先不读。
And because Joshua chapter 2 is pretty long, we won't read it.
但是弟兄姊妹可以翻开来，我们可以来看一看。
But you can flip to it so that you can take a look.
我们翻开来，我们一面讲，我们一看。
And so, while we speak of it, you can take a look.
我们看到啊，就是这个撒门，他们奉了约书亚的命令呢，去窥探耶利哥的这个城市。
And so we see that in Joshua chapter 2, Salmon, through the command of Joshua, went into Jericho.
所谓窥探耶利哥城市。
And once they have entered into Jericho,
那就需要来走别人不愿意走的路。
They were willing to walk the way that others are not willing to go.
就出别人不愿意走的代价。
Meaning that they were willing to pay the price that others were not willing to.
别人还没有走过了，他们就先走。
Others have not gone this way yet, but they have.
就真像当日摩西打发十二个探子去窥探迦南地一样。
Just like back in the days when Moses sent the two spies to go into the land of Canaan.
他们是在属天道路上做先锋的。
These are the pioneers in the heavenly way.
他们经历了，他们看见了神，要赐给他们那个。神说应许那个流来于蜜的那个美地。
And they have seen and they have experienced that land that God wants to give them that is filled with milk and honey.
所以这样做探子的人呢，他们首先看见了神说应许那个地方是何等的丰富，经历了基督的丰富了。
And so these spies, we see that they have already seen and experienced abundance of Christ.
所以这些探子呢，他们首先尝到那个美地的丰富的人。
And so these spies, these were two who had first tasted of the abundance of the God.
也就首先经历了在神在基督里面要赐给我们的产业。
They have first experienced the inheritance of Christ.
并且呢，也看见那边的仇敌是怎样的一种可怕的情形。
And they also saw the condition of the enemy as well.
那第二个小点呢，就讲到
the second
spot 这两个探子那一天呢。他降卑自己来到妓女拉赫的家里面。
These two spies, they were able to lower themselves to go into the house of a harlot.
这一点呢、啊、是相当叫人不大容易接受的事情。
Now this point often is a point that is very difficult for us to accept.
因为你们这两个探子去窥探耶利哥城，什么地方不好住啊？你怎么住到妓女拉赫的家里去呢？
For these two spies, why is it that you don't go into anyone else's home except for the home of a harlot?
怎么住到这么卑贱、这么一个下层社会的人中间去呢？
Why do you go to a house of a person who is the lowest part of society?
那在这里呢，我们可以再想象到，
But here we can imagine.
我们的主耶稣从天上来到地上的时候，
We can imagine our Lord Jesus when he came down from heaven.
有一天神的儿子他降卑自己来到世上做人。
One day, God, he humbled himself to become man.
主耶稣和谁在一起啊？
Who was Jesus with?
主耶稣经常和税吏和罪人住在一起。
Jesus often was with the tax collectors and sinners.
是常常主耶稣和税吏罪人一同吃饭的时候。
Jesus often ate together with the tax collectors and sinners.
这些法利赛人呢，这犹太人呢，都是稀奇的，这边耶稣你还是要来做救主的，你怎么跟这些税吏和罪人一同吃喝呢？
The Jews and the Pharisees, they would often look at the Lord Jesus and say, why is it that you're sitting with the tax collectors and the sinners?
所以我们的主耶稣基督啊，给我们看见，他来到地上就要拯救罪人税吏一样。
So from our Lord Jesus, we see that he came to earth to save people like this.
他就被称为税吏和罪人的朋友。
So he is called the friend of the tax collectors and sinners.
所以我们这里看见了这个撒门他们那一天住在拉赫的家里啊，真是走在主所要走过主要走的道路啊，来到罪人和那些人所
不看重人所要厌弃的人中间。
And so we see that Simon, when they came to the house of Rahab, they were walking the way of our Lord Jesus to go into the house of those who are despised and the lowest people.
主耶稣在地上的时候，如何受人的藐视，被人厌弃
？So we see how Jesus was misunderstood and rejected by people.
他进入贫穷软弱的人的生活当中。
He entered into the lives of those who were poor and weak.
撒门他们也是这样的。
And Simon was the same.
处在一些软弱。贫困、被人轻视被人所厌弃的人中间
He was able to Simon was the same in coming down to a place that was rejected by other people and looked and despised
就在别人厌弃的人中间呢他们把神的恩典和神的爱、就供应他们
And among those who were despised he was able to give God's love and his abundance
那么第三个小点呢
And the third point
并且这两个团子、在那个耶利哥城鬼团耶利哥的时候他们忍受各样的艰难和困苦
For these two spies, when they were spying out Jericho, they had endured much suffering.
过着那个流亡的生活
And they lived that life of wandering.
因为他们一到耶利哥城了之后、
Because once they entered into Jericho,
很快就被耶利哥的王发现
Very quickly, they were discovered by the king of Jericho.
所以耶利哥的王呢，就说今天晚上有以色列人到这里窥探我们这个地方。
And so we see that Rahab said that yes, spies had come to take a look.
所以你们一定要把这个样的人叫出来。
So they said you must call them out.
啊，所以这个他们就碰见了，就到处受难为。
And so here we see the difficulty that they encountered.
谁都不愿意接待他们。
Nobody else wanted to take them into their home.
也只有这个妓女家里接待他们。
Except for the harlot.
啊，他这个妓女，然后呢，知道耶利哥王要来追杀这两个探子。
And Rahab knew that the king of Jericho wanted to come and kill the two spies.
就把这两个人藏起来。
So she hid them.
啊，就藏在他们就不大容易被发现的那个地方。
And hid them in a place that was not easily discovered.
啊，就将他们藏带上房顶啊，藏在那个所摆的那个麻秸当中。
And so they were hidden in the stalks of flax on the roof.
在这里我们可以看见，做先锋的人啊，会经历到各样的苦。
So here we see that for the pioneers, those who go in front, they will encounter difficulties.
因为仆人不能够大于主人。
Because a servant cannot be over the master.
主耶稣在地上的时候，到处受藐视。
When our Lord Jesus, when he was on earth,
被人厌弃，被人吐石头。
He was rejected and stoned by others.
被人咒诅，被人打击。
He was cursed by man.
而保罗也是这样。
The same for Paul.
你看保罗在哥林多后书里面就讲到啊。
We see that Paul, when he wrote in 2 Corinthians, as he served the Lord,
他说他一生呢都是都很多的时候就处在饥饿当中。
So many times he was in great danger.
多次不得睡。
And he could not sleep.
也多次不得食。
So many times he could not eat.
到处流荡。
And everywhere he was wandering.
你知道吧？有一天呢，这个保罗啊，也是被人从城墙上摘下来。
And one day, Paul also was chased from the wall.
把他放在一个筐子里边，从城墙摘下来。
He was let down from a window in the wall.
你看这个撒门这两个探子也是这样。
We see it was the same for Simon and the other spies.
好像跟保罗的经历是，就像一个模型里面出来的一样。
Just like the same model as we had seen before.
所以他们也在耶利哥啊，因为耶利哥王的追赶呢，他们就在城墙上，也是把这个。这个撒门和他另外一个朋友啊，也从城墙上把他沉下去。
Because they were being pursued in Jericho, we see that they were let down from the window or from the wall.
这个就是十字架的道路。
This is the way of the cross.
我们跟随主在一生当中。
In all our days in following the Lord.
我们不能够大于主人。
We cannot be greater than the master.
主人是如此。
However the master is.
我们也必定要跟着他而行。
We must also follow him in the same way.
我简单的就讲。讲就可以了。
And I just want to mention it simply.
那么另外一个点呢
？The next point.
帮助拉赫。
He also helped Rahab.
就指示他一条蒙拯救的道路。
And provided the way for redemption and salvation.
拉赫是一个将王城的一个灵魂。
Rahab was one who had the soul of royalty.
一个住在将王将受神审判的城里边。
She lived in a place that was royal.
一个在最艰难困苦被自由所捆绑的人中间。
She was living among those who were constrained by sin.
这个撒门他们接触了这个妓女拉赫。
But because they had come and encountered Simon and the other spies.
所以呢，他们就指示这个妓女啊一条逃亡的道路。
And so these two spies gave her a way to escape.
到有一天，
神的审判临到耶利哥城的时候
So that one day when God's judgment came upon Jericho
你们呢要挂一条朱红线的绳子挂在你们的窗户上
They are to hang this cord of scarlet thread from the window
并且你们要全家的人住在这个房子里边
And your entire family is to stay in that house
因为只有你把这朱红线的绳子挂在那里只有你们住在这个房子里边呢将来神的审判临到的时候你才能够蒙到拯救
Because everyone who is staying in that house when judgment comes everyone in that house will be saved
那么你看看呢这幅图画呢又像以色列人过逾越节的图画也是一样的情形
We see that this illustration is the same as the Israelites when they went through the Passover
因为当初以色列人在埃及做奴仆的时候
Because when the Israelites were slaves in Egypt
神要击打埃及的法老王
God was striking down Pharaoh.
要审判埃及所有的长子。
And he was also judging all of the sons of Pharaoh.
只有对以色列人说呢，你们呢，要把一只羔羊预备好了，把羔羊杀掉。
And so God told the Israelites that you must slay the lamb.
把羔羊的血呢，涂在门楣上，涂在门框上。
And place the blood of the lamb along the doors.
你们要住在房子里。
And you must stay inside the house.
那么等到神的审判临到埃及人的时候。
So when God's judgment comes upon the Egyptians.
只有在门框上、门楣上涂了羔羊宝血的人。
For all those who do have the blood.
在这个房子里面的人才可以平安的过去。
Then those within that house can stay in peace.
所以这两幅图画摆在一起。
So these two illustrations placed together.
我们很清楚看见。
We see very clearly.
就人能够蒙拯救的道路。
The way for man to be saved.
必须在羔羊的宝血，也就是主耶稣基督在十字架上的血底下。
You must be.
所保护。
Covered and protected beneath the blood of the Lamb.
天下人间是没有第二个救法的。
In this world, there's no other way.
唯独基督在十字架上替我们流血舍命。
Except for our Lord Jesus, because he has given his life on the cross.
他的血才能够救赎我们呢，免去神将来的审判。
His blood is able to save us from the judgment to come.
你靠行善，你不能够得救。
You cannot be saved through your good works.
你靠做许多的功劳，也不能够得救。
You cannot be saved through much labor.
天下人间没有第二个方法的。
On earth, there's no other way.
唯独羔羊的宝血啊，它担当我们一切的罪孽。
Apart from the blood of the lamb that has borne all our sin.
就是只有当你住在宝血遮盖之下的房子里边。
So as long as you're living in the house that is covered underneath the blood.
神的审判就可以免去。
Then God's judgment will pass over.
你才能够蒙恩得救。
And then you can be saved by grace.
所以呢，就是这样就把妓女拉赫一家人呢，就指示他们这个救恩的道路之后呢。把他们以后在神的审判临到的时候呢，妓女拉合一家人都得救了。
So Rahab and her entire family, when God's judgment came, her entire family was saved.
那么从最后撒门娶拉哈为妻子这件事情上。
And so lastly, when Salmon took Rahab as his wife.
因为最后是撒门就娶了拉哈做妻子了。
Because we do know that Salmon took Rahab as his wife.
这件事情叫我们联想到。
It causes us to think.
我们的主耶稣基督拯救我们的故事。
The story of our Lord Jesus saving us.
我们都是像拉合一样。
We are all like Rahab.
我们都是一般犯了罪的罪人。
We are all sinners who have sinned.
我们都生活在败坏黑暗当中。
We live in darkness.
我们本来都是一般没有指望的人。
We are a group of people who had no hope.
是主耶稣基督来寻找我们。
But our Lord Jesus has sought us out.
是主耶稣基督在十字架上的救赎。使我们得到生命得到平安
Through the redemption of our Lord Jesus on the cross has given us peace and
life 并且主耶稣就现在救赎了我们之后
And additionally after the Lord has saved us
他现在还在继续的牧养我们
Today he is still shepherding us
照顾我们
Caring for us
用生命供应我们
And giving us his life
用亲手制作我们
And with his own hand he is cutting and dealing with us
把我们这般本来是不像样子败坏的罪人
So for all of us sinners who did not look very good,
不，我们这帮人本来是成为可怒之子的。
That now we are now made into his sons.
是黑暗之子。
We were the sons of darkness. We were the sons of sin.
是灭亡之子。
And we were to die.
但是因着主的救赎，不但是我们重生得救了。
But because of his salvation, not only are we saved.
并且他用水借着道。
He has washed us with the water of the word. To cleanse us.
靠着圣灵在我们身上的养育
And through the daily leading of the Holy Spirit.
让我们的生命呢逐渐逐渐的改变成长
Allowing our life to daily grow.
最后啊 就是我们能够被他洗净了之后啊，来做羔羊的妻子。
And lastly, after we are cleansed, we can be the bride of the Lamb.
你想想看，我们算得什么？
Can you imagine who are we?
那么污秽、软弱、可怜的人。
So full of filth and weaknesses.
在神说应许的忧伤是局外人。
But we were to be those who were cast out originally.
主的宝血洁净我们了，让我们可以和主连接成为一体。
But his precious blood has covered us so that we can be one body.
使我们成为羔羊的妻子。
So that we could be the bride of the Lamb.
所以妓女拉赫因着撒门他们的他们的交往。
And so because of the relationship between Salmon and Rahab,
彼此的交通之后啊,
and after their fellowship,
这个拉赫就慢慢改变, 慢慢改变。
Rahab gradually changed.
最后和撒门就联合成为一体。
And they were united as one to become husband and wife.
这个故事正发生在我们身上。
And now this story happens in us.
所以这个撒门呢，就把基督就是教会的这幅图画了，在他身上也展现出来。
And so we see the manifestation of the story of Christ and His church in Salmon.
这正是今天主在我们身上要做的工作。
And this is the work that the Lord wants to do in us today.
所以今天神在他的家中就需要像比撒利这样的人。
And so today in God's house, God needs people like Bezalel.
也需要像加勒这样的人。
And needs people like Caleb.
也需要像撒门这样的人。
And needs people like Salmon.
我们来看见这些犹大支派中的一些精英人物。
And see, so here we see some of the most capable characters in the tribe of Judah.
我们就盼望今天在我们教会当中。
We hope that in God's church,
也能够兴起一般人来。
That he can also raise up a group of people to be like Bezalel who will receive the revelation, heavenly revelation. According to his wisdom and understanding given from God, he could do that craftsman's work.
像加勒一样, 有个另一个心智的,
and then be like Caleb to have that different spirit.
在众人都在那里, 讲消极负面的东西的时候
When all others are speaking negative and disappointing words
都在灰心退后的时候
And they're all losing hope and going back
加勒他们能够像狮子一样勇往直前
Caleb can be like a lion to move forward
也能够像这个撒门一样
And also be like this person Salmon
这是走在主所走过的路上
To walk that way that our Lord has walked
能够和罪人生活在一起
To live with sinners
而能够让这把我们主的救恩告诉他们
and to give God's or to tell God's salvation to them
最后能够使众人都能够成为我们羔羊的妻子
so that all together may be the bride of the Lamb
所以愿主祝福我今天所教导的这一点
May the Lord bless a little bit of sharing I have
主祝福休斯顿的众弟兄姊妹
May the Lord bless all the brothers and sisters here in Houston and I will end here
我们请翁弟兄你带我们祷告
We ask Brother James to lead us in prayer Lord, we thank you that through your servant again you speak your gracious words. We see that your heart is desiring so much for your bride to be prepared. And you need more useful vessels in your house, like Bezalel, like Caleb, and like Salmon. May these words again encourage all of us so that we're willing to respond to your calling. Not only be saved from you, because of your love, we are willing to consecrate ourselves to you, to be that useful vessel in your hand. To build your house, to prepare your bride. May the bride of the Lamb quickly be prepared, to be prepared and hasten for your return, so that your heart and your will may be accomplished, that you may receive all praise and worship. Hear our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.